Psalm 78:58 is our scripture for this day. They angered him with their high places. They aroused his jealousy with their idols.
Father, forgive me for ever putting anything in my life above you. Lord, there is nothing in this world that is above you. I know that you want to direct my way. I will yield to you, for I know that your ways are true. Amen.
Today, can you think of a time when you aroused God's jealousy by putting something or someone in your life above him? Let's get to where the rubber meets the road. How about your children? Mary and I have two wayward children, and we've done everything that could be done, including prayers, love, preaching. And the Lord showed us that what we had to do is give them up to him and put them 100% in his hands. Not to coddle them, not to help them, not to bail them out, but to let him handle it. Have you put your children, your life, your friends in his hands to let him take care of? Or are you coddling them and holding on to them, holding on for dear life so you won't let them go?
Today's action. Make a list of reasons why God should always come first in your life. Today's treasure is found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father and sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Think about it, my friends. We talk about Peter. The words recorded in the Bible are, "I know him not." But Peter could have just said, when asked the question, "Weren't you with him?" He could have said, "I'm not with that loser. I don't know that wacko. I don't know that crazy man you're trying to kill." It doesn't matter how he phrased it. Peter denied the Lord. He put above his relationship with Jesus his own reputation. And what happened? We're told that after he denied him the third time and the cock crowed, that Jesus turned and looked Peter right in the eye. Those eyes pierced to the soul. The soul wept. The Greek word there in the Bible means to weep bitterly and uncontrollably. A broken man was Peter. How about you?